Were you there?
This is in the orchard. Had a little rented house just south of Gore Bay in Canterbury. Tuesday, the 1st of February 2022. It seems somebody's cutting some hay somewhere or grass, which is a bit of a nuisance, but there's a few birds and things around. So I'll just set up my little guy here. Check once more. What can I hear in this derelict orchard? About 50 olive trees, 5 rows of 10, all completely let go. It's a soft breeze. Every now and then brushes my skin. The road's not far from here, uphill a bit. Ee-da-da-da-dee-da. I don't know what sort of bird it is. Sometimes just the front gesture of the call, piata tito, and then piata tito tito. There's a swath of grass, very, very, very green, lots and lots of clover and longer grasses, dandelions. The clover's in flower, and there's also lots of little daisies and little buttercup type flowers. All beautifully soft and delicate, and all moving ever so slightly with the air movement. The fly again. I think they're attracted to me because I'm smelly. Thank you. right next to the microphone is an apple tree. There are a number of them actually spread amongst the olives, or probably replacing trees that have died or been pulled out. Further away to my left, I can see an apple tree. It looks pretty broken down, but it's absolutely smothered in apples. Not far from the coast. Did you hear that seagull? Dido again. Oh, go away. Go on, bugger off. Go, bugger off. There's some wood pigeons somewhere. I can hear them. Right at the left-hand edge of the orchard, in the middle of a fairly dilapidated-looking birch shrub, is a gorgeous red rose. It's 4:45. The sun's come out and Colin wants to go for a swim, so that's when I turn things off.
Swing low.
Okay, this is take two at Edgore Bay. Same spot, but it's 25 minutes past six. I'm going away now.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet. To carry me home, I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me. I saw a band of angels coming after me, coming for to carry me. That's why I sing, swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home, sweet.
Gore Bay, final take, 8:28 p.m. The mower man has obviously gone inside and he's stopped working. So hopefully the road will stay relatively quiet and we can have a little bit of pure, unadulterated whatever it is, the world, the way it's supposed to be. Again, can you hear it? I'm sure the microphone must be picking it up. I'm not using the headphones, I'm just using my lugs. Yeah, you must hear it now. It's up above the road somewhere. When I said that, I looked up the sort of slope through a barrier of macrocarpa trees to the road, and the sound source is actually quite clear now over there. But right next to me, just 200 millimeters away, is a beautiful, perfectly formed apple sitting on this little apple tree that's been planted where Olive has been taken out. Its texture is just this beautiful green with a slightly red tinge at the top. Beautiful bunch of healthy dark green serrated leaves above it, and underneath clover and ryegrass of various sorts, little pansies. All completely still, not a single movement, because there's no air movement at the moment. And that bloody thing, he must be coming, I can't see anything, but he must be coming over the hill now and down towards the road. Just listen to it. There we are, there's an Ordle. Quite a way away. Well, I'll leave the microphone on for a little bit longer. Just a couple of rows down the slope. There's a beautiful hammock slung between two olive trees, and that's my spot, I think. Well, that was interesting. I know what my birds are now. Bellbirds. One came right next to me when I was lying in the hammock, and I recognised it, sort of dark green plumage, and then it made its call. There are a few others around, but I don't know what they are. Getting damp now, probably time to go. Perfectly still. A lot more birds though.
Thank you.